Beginner Triathlete presents the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. I'm Kevin Patrick. Seattle resident Steve Birds is a guy who loves the sport of triathlon.
And everything that goes with it, along with rock climbing, hiking, adventure racing, anything to really do with the outdoors.
But while his interest is in all these so-called individual sports, he takes a very unselfish approach to the lifestyle. That's part of why he's been named the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Today we hear about Steve, his approach to multisport, his concern for others' well-being, and his biggest piece of advice for the newbie. Steve Birds of Seattle, Washington derives a lot of pleasure from taking part in multisport. So what's the feeling at the heart of it that he likes so much?
Coming from Seattle, it's a pretty nice place, and just the clean, fresh air and the when you finish an activity, the feeling you get when you accomplish something, especially something new that you've never tried before.
In his day-to-day life, he works as a salesman. And while some people will claim that their work travel gets in the way of their fitness plans, he sees the occupation as an advantage.
I guess the good part of being in sales is the ability to be on the road and driving somewhere and seeing a pretty nice mountain off to the side and throwing on the trail shoes and going for a quick run is the benefit of being in sales. So I'm pretty fortunate in the fact that I'm not stuck behind a desk all day. And if I want to get out quickly and see a little bit of the state, I have the ability to do that. So it's nice to be able to do at the drop of a hat.
That's not to say that prioritizing and planning isn't important, because he knows it is.
I always try to make it very important to separate work from life and life from work. And, the work-life balance is a huge piece of everyday life for me. So I'm always, if I know it's going to be a busy day, I'll definitely try to get training in before my day starts to kind of put my mind at ease in that aspect.
Steve has long been a mentor on BeginnerTriathlete.com. I mentioned to Steve, these endurance sports, in a lot of ways, it can be kind of a selfish thing in a sense. I mean, you can do it all by yourself if you want to. It can be all about you. But the people that nominated you in large part because you're a mentor to them. What is it that makes you want to do that?
I guess I want people to have the same experiences and joys and thrills that I've experienced in the sport. And really the only reason I started in this sport was based on my wife participating in them. And the only way I ever was able to see her, when she first started the sport, was for me to join her. So, I got into it, and like I said earlier, I'm big into experiencing things, and you get such a joy in the accomplishments that you get when you finish something that you work so hard for that I want everybody to experience it. I try to do it at work, and I try to do it with friends, and just as long as people can get that experience, it's life changing, and I guess that's the joy. I get more joy and excitement seeing other people's accomplishments than my own, So that to me is an accomplishment in itself. That's where I get my joys, is seeing other people's excitement.
And he's also concerned about the vast majority of the population who don't embrace physical fitness, though he struggles with how to reach out to them.
You don't want to talk about stuff and feel like you're tooting your own horn or anything like that, but you do want people to experience that. And half the time my mother and father say that I'm not from their genes, just based on solely what I do now. And just recently my sister did her first half marathon, and I was able to run that with her, and now she thinks, now my folks think we're both not from their genes. And it's just, I think people just kind of see the lifestyle that we live. And you know, a lot of times, you know, friends think you're crazy, and, you know, but most of the time it ends up happening that your friends that you associate with are kind of in the same sport. So, you know, it's just kind of, it goes with the territory. But, yeah, definitely in the lines of work, you know, when you talk to people at work, they're, all they do is, you know, they can only shake their head at it until they give it a try and, you know, slowly get into things.
Bird says if we want to reach the unfit masses, then it has to be done in a non-threatening way.
I think we've got some people that, you know, in our workplace and in our society that are afraid to try this stuff and don't know where to start and don't know how to go or what to expect. And I think there's a couple aspects of that, and the fact that, one, that's why beginner triathlete is so good, is because you can go here and you can ask any question, you can say anything, and you're going to get the right answers, you're going to get encouragement, you're going to get positive reinforcement and everything there. And what I always tell people is the fact that you can't have big expectations up front. You can't expect to be able to run 3 miles your first day. You know, and if people do, they're going to be set up for disappointment. So you really just try to teach, you know, baby steps.
Andy says those baby steps may involve running a half a block and walking half a block until you can do more. As our beginner triathlete of the month, we concluded by asking Steve what his single biggest piece of advice to the newbie would be.
Oh, wow, that's tough. I mean, it's supposed to be fun. I mean, that's, you know, working out is it can be a stressful thing, and, you know, everybody's got their, you know, goals and aspirations, and, you know, but when you're working out as much as some people are, it takes a toll on, you know, your family life, your work life, your sleep. I mean, everything is impacted by it, some for the good, some for the bad. So you really need to understand that, you know, when you get into this stuff, you really need to figure out, and everybody's different, but why they're getting into it, you know, whether it's to lose weight or whether it's to be competitive or whether it's just to experience something new. What it really boils down to is that you need to be able to lay your head down at night and say, you know, I had a good day, I had a good experience, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and it's supposed to be fun. So I always encourage that in people, and I think, it's especially for the up-and-comers and the new triathletes, it really is supposed to be fun. And that's what, you know, I try to create in my mentor group. And, you know, we're at, 192 pages already. And, you know, it's one of those things that people laugh, but, you know, we're having a good time and you know, encouraging each other.
Congratulations to Steve Birds, our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. I'm Kevin Patrick.